Good evening, Central Baptist Church members and guests. We want to welcome you to this Wednesday, March the 25th evening edition of our prayer meeting. As you can tell, the scenery is a little bit different. As of a few hours ago, our governor, as well as Guilford County, Greensboro City, and High Point actually issued a stay-at-home order. We'll talk about that a little bit more at the end of our time together. So I do want to be conscious of our time. One of the things that we've been doing on Wednesday evenings is been looking at the Bible study called D-Life. And for this past week, your reading was actually Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, 27, 28, and then Mark 1 and 2. And tonight we want to take just a few moments to discuss actually Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28. And begin with verse 16. A lot of us know this as the Great Commission. This is something that that we have heard of many, many times, something that particularly at our church, we're very, very high on. I mean, we believe very much in the Great Commission, that we're to go and to share the gospel with everyone. But there's another little caveat in there that I want us to look at this evening that oftentimes is either misunderstood, maybe even misrepresented. But look with me, if you would, if you have your Bible, we're going to look at Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, beginning with verse 16. And it says this. It says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age.'" Let's pray together. Father, we thank you again for this time that we can come together. Lord, even if it's by way of technology, we thank you for the fact that viruses or anything on this side of glory can keep us from being able to come together through your word and through prayer. But we thank you for our church family. We ask that you would deliver us from this coronavirus. And Lord, we pray that you will keep each and every member that we have and each and every guest safe and healthy and well. Lord, help us to endure, realizing that you are still in charge and you know everything that's taking place and everything that is going on. So Father, right now, we just ask that you would be with us for these next few moments as we ask it in Jesus' name, amen. You know, when we look at these particular scriptural passages, one of the things that we know is the Great Commission. You know, the Great Commission is one of those things that we take very, very seriously at Central Baptist Church. It's one of those things that we believe in, where the word tells us that we are to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want us to pause and just think about that statement for just a moment. You know, why is it that you think Jesus is telling us to go and make disciples? Oftentimes what happens is we tend to look at the circumstance and we think that going out and sharing the gospel with people is going and making disciples. We kind of have that that issue of evangelism as well as discipleship all rolled into one big ball of wax. And that's not what the word actually tells us. Now, it does tell us that we're to go out and to evangelize. We're to share the good news. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ with all those that we come in contact with. But what about that discipleship element? Now, if you look there again at verse 19, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So when we think about that, it's not just simply sharing, you know, the gospel, the good news with folks, but it's also teaching them to, as the word says right here, to observe all things that I have commanded you. So when we look at it from a perspective of discipleship, oftentimes we're really good about sharing the gospel. We're really good about leading someone to Jesus, and we're even really good about preaching to them that the word tells us that we're to follow in believers' baptism. Now, I always like to say this: baptism is not an element of salvation, but it is an act of obedience following salvation. Now, we're really good with those things, but what do we do then? Oftentimes what we do is we'll pat somebody on the back, we'll welcome them into the family, and then we cut them loose. But see, the word right here tells us, it says, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. In other words, you know, when we come to know Christ, we're not all of a sudden automatically, you know, so knowledgeable and according to his word, and we don't automatically just do everything that the Lord wants us to do. There's that learning curve. All of us probably are at different stages in our spiritual growth along the way. But the Lord tells us that we're to disciple folks. What does that mean? That's taking the time to do even the things that we're doing here tonight and gathering around the word, talking about what it means. You know, Jesus, you know, was instructing those new disciples in what they should do. He said, well, the first thing you should do after salvation is follow in believers' baptism. And that's what the word tells us. But then he said this, he said, it comes to a little bit more than that. He said that we should be taught, and the things that we should be taught are all things that I have commanded you. Well, where do we get the commands that the Lord is teaching us? Those commands come from the Word of God. That is why it is so critically important when we have those opportunities as a church to be able to come together to use those opportunities for discipleship. You know what? Right now, there's probably a lot of us who are missing that opportunity to be able to get together. I know that I do. I miss that opportunity of being able to teach this particular Bible class tonight to a room full of folks. I miss having that opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ on Sunday with folks as they come into the house of the Lord, and to be able to have those hugs and to be able to have those handshakes. Those are things I miss. I can promise you now that we will probably take these opportunities to be able to gather less for granted when we have that opportunity to gather again than what we do right now. So there are opportunities. You know, the church provides many, many opportunities for discipleship. Yeah, I can think about the fact that we have those men's Bible studies that are taking place. Those are discipleship opportunities. The women's Bible studies. The grief recovery. There are so many different areas that folks can come together and discuss God's word. It doesn't have to be one of these big things where you have this big, huge plan. It's as simple as being able to gather together to discuss God's word and to see what it is that the Father wants us to learn. And we really need to take advantage of every opportunity that we have. I trust and pray that during this time that we haven't been able to be together, that it has tugged at your heart in the same fashion that it has mine, so that we look forward with those times that we can get back together once again. You know, Jesus also said that one of the things that should happen is that we should all be personally involved in that discipleship. One of the things that I love about the way we do things at Central Baptist in regard to missions, and missions is a huge thing with Central Baptist Church. The word also tells us, it says that as we go, we're supposed to go into our Jerusalem, our Judea, our Samaria, and our uttermost parts of the earth. I like the fact that there are opportunities in our Jerusalem, right in our backyard, with good news clubs, with opportunities to minister in Oak Ridge. I like the fact that our Judea is across town, having the opportunity to work with our friends at Grace Community. Then there's our Samaria. There's places we can work with our state convention in disaster recovery and having the opportunity to do Operation Christmas Child and the shoe boxes at Boone or at Charlotte. So you've got your Jerusalem, your Judea, your Samaria, and then the uttermost parts of the world. And that's our mission teams that go to Canada and go to Cuba. We want to try to make sure that we cover those things. But here's the thing that I really, really love about our mission vision at Central Baptist. We don't just go to these places and then come back and say, well, I'm glad that we had the opportunity to go. Where are we going next year? Our missions team has had such a heart to be able to plug in, to reach the people where God has placed us, and to stay there until the Lord changes our destination. We've been doing, I know, because I'm personally involved in the Cuba ministry, we've been doing that for around 16 years now. We have developed some great relationships and had the opportunity to not only lead people to the Lord there, but to disciple folks along the way and to help those nationals to be able to serve those in their communities. It's like that old expression, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day, but if you teach him how to fish, He eats for a lifetime. And what you as a church have done, as well as those teams that have actually gone and been boots on the ground, you have done exactly that. So when we think about discipleship, discipleship is not just, you know, simply reaching somebody for Christ, because as important as that is, we need to learn to grow up in Christ as well. You know, Paul always talked about the fact that that some are like newborn babes. You know, when a newborn baby, you see them, they've got a bottle and they're drinking that milk and they're as cute as can be. But it doesn't become cute anymore when they're about 12 or 13 and you still see them on a bottle. You think something is wrong. You would look at a situation like that and say, there's something wrong with this child if this child is not eating food at the age of 12 or 13. The same thing is spiritually true. Have we moved on beyond the spiritual milk? Have we gone on to the meat, some things that we can really sink our teeth into? Now notice what that verse says. In verse 20, it said this, teaching them. What are we going to teach them? To observe all things that I have commanded you. Those are things in his word. And then he gives us this promise. He says, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. You know what the Lord says? That means he is with us wherever we go, whatever we do. That's really great to know, especially in this particular time, the time right now that we're going through this pandemic, this time when there is so much uncertainty and when things are changing almost moment by moment. The Lord gives us a promise here. He says, lo, I am with you always. I pray that today you will have an opportunity to take some comfort in knowing that God is with us in every situation. And I want to challenge you that while you have this time around the house to be able to sit back and to ponder this and to think about it, I want to ask you, where do you fit in when it comes to the Great Commission? Where do you fit in regard to discipleship? You know, most people don't disciple somebody else because they've never been discipled themselves. And I think sometimes what we do is we got it so messed up, we don't even understand what the definition of discipleship really is. That's why it's so hard for many churches to do, because they're in that same boat. They don't even understand what discipleship's really all about because nobody ever really discipled them. So I'm going to ask you, are you being discipled and are you being a discipler? Yeah. Are you learning and growing from God's word? Are you passing that along to somebody else that we might help somebody else, that we might teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you? And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the earth. Are you discipling somebody else? Think about what that will look like as we come to the end of this pandemic, as we come to the end of this time where we're no longer secluded and isolated, and when we can have that opportunity to come back together as the family of God. Where is it that you fit in that? You know, if that is something that's on your heart, I'm going to encourage you and challenge you. Let's talk about that. Let's find out where it is and let's see some major changes. Let me have a word of prayer with you as we close out this evening, and then I'm going to give you a couple of announcements and we'll move forward from there. Let's pray. Father God, today I just pray and ask you that you will truly work within our hearts and within our lives. I pray, Lord, that you will speak to us in regard to our discipleship. Lord, I know there are so many people out there who say, I would love to disciple, but I don't know how because I have never been discipled myself. Lord, I pray that we will take these opportunities to truly disciple folks, to teach them to follow your word, to teach them to understand that the definition of a disciple means one who follows, but that includes following what your word says in accordance with this scripture. Help us, Lord, to see what it is you want for us to see. And Lord, until we have the opportunity to meet again, I pray that you will even bless the opportunities that we have to come to each other and to gather by way of technology. So Father, bless this night. May it be a special night for each and every family that's listening. And Lord, again, we just ask that you would deliver us from this virus. We know that you know what's going on. We know that you're walking with us as we go through it. And Lord, we're asking you to bring a swift end to it that we might be able to come back together once again. Keep us healthy, keep us safe, and Lord, look after us as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Folks, I want to give you just a couple of quick announcements before we go. Once again, I want to remind you that we are putting on our private Facebook page. We're putting out our prayer list. And this is our current prayer list. The one that you see posted is still current. I do want to mention as a matter of prayer that that Donna Miller is doing well. She has come through her surgery. In fact, she's almost able to be released from the hospital, but she does need to go where she can have some fairly extensive rehabilitation. David is working on trying to get that squared away right now so that we can get her out of the hospital and then get her on the road to recovery. But do keep both David and Donna in your prayers. The other thing I do want to remind you, I want to once again, from the bottom of my heart, thank each and every one of you who have been so diligent to be able to give and to support your church. I want to remind you that that you can always mail your tithe to the church at P.O. Box 533, Oak Ridge, North Carolina, 27310. Another way you can do that is you can go to our website, which is oakridgecbc.org, and you can look for the tab that says giving, and that you can put fill out that little form, put that in there. That will also come to our church. That's called e-giving. There's also the way that you can give essentially through your bank by online bill pay services. Or you can just use text message. If you use the if you use the text message number, it will send you pretty much to that same site that our website has. We do have these, and I can't remember if I posted it, but if I didn't, I will. Those are four ways to give. We do want to remind folks that we still have the mortgage to pay. We still have salaries to pay. And we are so grateful for you rallying around your church, even in this time, so that we can make sure that we still have a church to be able to come back to. Now, I want to remind you once again, the church is not about the building. The church is about the people. But boy, it is great to have a beautiful place that God has given us to be able to meet. Thank you once again. I want to remind you, particularly with this new order that's gone out, if you want to bring your tithe by the church, you can certainly do that. If you don't want to get out of the car and come in, you can call us. One of us will step out and pick that up for you. We'll make sure that it gets in. we are asking as a rule, if folks are giving, please try to have that in by Wednesday at noon so we can get proper accounting of that and our counters can get the deposit made and get everything in order. Next week, we're asking that you do that by Tuesday at noon. And the reason why is because we're coming down to the end of the month and we want to make sure the accounting gets right on that. Finally, here's what I want to tell you. Even after I released the information today, as far as the governor's order, the governor has taken the order from gatherings of, it went from 100 down to 50. Now it's down to 10. That doesn't really affect us any differently than what we're already under at this point. However, moments after the governor's release, the officials of Greensboro, Guilford County, and High Point issued a stay-at-home order. Right now, we're looking to see, how complex that is with the operations of our office. We're talking with personnel. We're seeking advice on that. So again, we ask that you pray for us in regard to decisions that need to be made there because of what's taking place. I do want to encourage you, please, if you don't have to get out, stay home. We have a lot of folks that are elderly. We love you. We don't want to see you get out, get this virus, and have it take you away from us. And for each and every one of us, we need to do the best we can to follow these orders to not infect any of our loved ones that are around us. It's just going to be for a little while. It's just a matter of time. So please follow those rules. Please follow the mandates. Please stay at home. We know that there are critical things people need to do, grocery shopping, doctor's appointments. And as always, if we can help, please let us know. Please let us know if there's anything we can do in this time down. Contact your deacon. Again, I thank Tony Price, Commander Tony, for his message by way of video yesterday, showing his love for our Awana families and kids. What a blessing that was to be able to see that. Now, the last thing that I do want to share with you is that the blood drive that was scheduled for tomorrow is still scheduled for tomorrow. That is one of those things that right now the Red Cross is so critically short on blood. This is considered essential. It is not breaking the law for us to be able to do that. We've checked all that out. Everything is still good. Once again, if you do not feel well, do not come out to give blood. Temperatures will be taken at the door. If you have a fever, you're not going to be allowed in. But due to the critical shortage, we do need donors to come out tomorrow and give blood. Finally, I want to let you know what the passages for next week will be. As far as our next Wednesday night study, we're actually going to be looking at Mark chapter 3, Mark chapter 4, Mark chapter 5, Mark chapter 6, and Mark chapter 7. Or the shorter way for me to say that is Mark chapters 3-7. I want to kind of give you a little shot of this, and before I do, I'm gonna let you know I'm gonna put this out on our private Facebook page. And I did have a question, and I do want folks to know that I did contact the author of this book, the D-Life book, and I asked him for permission to be able to show this and also to be able to put it out on the web and reproduce it. I do have the author's written consent to be able to do that. So I didn't want you to think we were breaking any copyright laws or anything by doing this. We do have express written consent from the author, particularly during this time. Bill Wilkes is a great guy. So with that, I want to thank you again for taking this opportunity to come with us. Bear with us. If the videos aren't posting right, there's just mass traffic by way of social media right now. And it's taken some time to get the videos posted, not on our part, but on Facebook's side. But anyway, thank you for joining us tonight. Let's pray together, and we'll close out this evening. Father God, thank you for your love, for your protection, for your guidance. May you watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another. And Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.